Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I feel like I should know this song, but I don't remember it.
You know this song.
You've heard this. Well, you know, Chris,
I feel like I
maybe
have.
He hasn't.
I feel like I have.
By the way, can you play all this on the radio?
Yeah, it's clean. It was clean.
This is clean version?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. It is a Friday. We're good to go. Next hour, Pigskin Picks going into the divisional playoff weekend. Gabe Maurizio joins. Wikipedia is redhead or ginger trivia.
Hey, what are you doing with your buttons over there?
Nothing.
There you go.
My,
you got your folder on your talkback button.
Does it affect what goes on the air? Or is it just
no, but it's just messing with the way I hear stuff in here.
That's my...
That's okay.
That's my Skittles folder there.
Is that what that is?
So is this like really annoying when I do this? And like I'm
it's just, yeah, really? I just don't like it.
I apologize.
I can hear it twice in here.
Oh. Twice as nice.
Right.
All right. Coming up, I want to hear from Mike Leach, his press conference, surely to never disappoint as the new head coach at Mississippi State. We'll have all that. Lots of fun. You have a, I believe, is it a college list or quiz?
I got a good college. It's a quiz list. Yeah.
What music should we have?
Probably the quiz. You could start with a quiz and maybe switch to a list.
It feels like we are single-handedly carrying the torch for the college football championship. I'm ready for NFL action this weekend.
Bear
boys.
Was talking about it, too.
Who?
Bear.
Well, you Bear, know, on, Bear always on talks ESPN. About
no,
Bear,
but I mean,
Bear
no,
makes
no,
picks.
No, he was talking about, you know, the lack of enthusiasm. Was.
He
but wait, LSU just canceled classes for Monday and Tuesday, so you have that.
Okay. All right.
And they're an hour and a half away.
We'll get all this. So we're gonna have a lot, obviously, with college football championship and the four NFL games. We're talking about all that all day long, among other things. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Crazy news. Eagles quarterback Josh McCown played the entire second half of Sunday's wild card playoff game against the Seahawks on a torn hamstring muscle off the bone.
Ow.
That according to sources. He had is going to have surgery on Tuesday. Got some NBA lined up tonight. Both Florida teams in action on the road. The Heat are in Brooklyn at 7. Magic take on the Suns at 9. And we've got a doubleheader on ESPN starting at 7:15. The Pelicans at the Knicks. If that doesn't do it for you, the Lakers are in Dallas at 9:45.
Maybe Zion Williamson will shoot free throws and
magically
practice
play
before
or
the
something.
Game. No. Before the game. Just warm up.
Well, it would have been nice to see him and R.J. Barrett on the floor together.
Would have been.
In different uniforms.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to be curious to see how they do and how long the transition takes when they get him back on the floor. Like I said, they score some points. They're not a horrible team without him, and then they're going to add him. I mean, horrible. That's relative. But
they're pretty bad without him.
Yeah, but they can put some points up. I'm going to be interested to see what they do.
It's the stopping people that they have a problem with.
Well, now you put that enforcer in there with Zion. Changes everything.
There are six teams with fewer wins than them.
Yeah.
Only one in the West.
Yep.
And that one is?
In the West? The Golden State Warriors,
Golden State Warriors,
as I notably predicted back in July.
You did not predict that Steph Curry, who, by the way, is still third, I believe, in All-Star voting, will be out for the year.
Such a joke.
Not as big of a joke as Taco Fall being number six.
No.
In forwards.
I don't know which one's a bigger joke, actually.
They were calling for him to come in last night.
Taco.
When it was 15-point lead, when the Sox got by 15, actually before that.
Wasn't that game in Philly?
Yeah, but they wanted to see him.
And they wanted to see him in Philly?
Yeah. No, the announcers. Who's in the game
okay.
At
would that have been Reggie Miller?
Reggie was talking about that was
Or was that C.
Webb? You know what? I forget who did the game last night.
I'm not sure. I didn't watch that game.
I know the Suns blew a 15-point lead.
Dolphins Nostalgia has texted in. Hey, how are you guys not invested in Euro basketball going on right now? I am up 200 today. Good job there.
Well, I got soccer.
He's asking Chris if you got any Skittles on the Premier League game going on now.
There's a Premier League game going on?
Well, you're the Premier game expert.
You know what? Thank you. We needed something to watch.
No!
No,
well,
please.
There really is nothing else.
Come on. It's The Jump. Do you really want to hear more about the beef between
Perk
and KD?
I like watching Rachel. What's the problem?
I don't want to miss. Oh, by the way, Carrie Champion, if you haven't heard, is leaving ESPN. She announced it last night.
That's terrible.
Tweeted it out.
That's terrible. I've liked her for a long time.
Oh, she's excellent.
She's great.
She's excellent. But she said, after consulting with mentors, family, and friends, I have come to the decision that it's time to leave ESPN. Over the past 7 years, I've grown from hosting First Take to having my own show on SportsCenter and experiencing so much more in between. But she's always been a very private person as far as what goes on outside. You know, she's not in the tabloids for dating this one or that one or whatever.
Maybe she said Stephen A. is getting $8 million a year. What?
Maybe she said
he's getting $10 million a year.
Yeah.
No, you know, I told you the deal, right?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so he was offered a 5-year deal at 10 each for 50, or pay you up front 40.
Mm.
And he took the upfront payment?
Took the upfront.
That's tough to say no to.
That's the move to make.
Is that the move to make?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in New York, I forget.
So he only makes $8 million.
Right.
Except factoring taxes up there, which is a lot. Probably 35% to 40%. Probably 40%. So you're getting, what, 28 mil when it's all said and done, around there?
It's going to be closer to half. New York?
Net 28 mil.
New York, you pay.
Well, I'm not sure he's paying. He lives in New York. Yeah, so he's probably, with that tax bracket, probably half.
On sales tax and property tax, you're paying half, probably 52 cents on a dollar going to taxes. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we hear Mike Leach, let's go to Alex, who's on the phone. 239-337-ESPN. Actually, wants to talk a little NBA. All right, I'll listen. Alex, what's going on? How are you?
Alex.
I'd rather you get to Leach. That's much better. But I don't follow basketball till like after Christmas.
Yeah, right.
And unfortunately, my dad passed away. And I've been tied in the sense of humor is coming back again a little bit. He was 93.
Sorry to hear about that.
No, great life. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He had strippers on his head in Costa Rica.
God. I say that? Okay. Yeah, I guess.
Chris, you can say that. Not what you said yesterday.
If you have pictures of that, text them to us. I'd like to see them.
No, we didn't take pictures. But what happened to the Golden State Warriors?
They lost Steph Curry for the year.
Wait a minute, Alex. How long have you been out?
Kevin, how long have you been in Costa Rica?
I've been in Costa Rica, but I just don't follow the NBA.
Well, Kevin,
their starting lineup is injured for the year. All right, that's one.
Kevin Durant went to Brooklyn. Steph Curry broke his hand.
I know Durant went to Brooklyn.
Okay. The Splash Brothers are out. Steph Curry broke his hand. He's out for the year.
Thompson has blown out his knee.
Thompson,
Draymond Green's not there anymore.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Draymond Green is there.
Or I'm sorry, Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala.
Andre Iguodala.
Is Danny Shays the starting center?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Alex, had you listened to me last year, I predicted their demise, and you've been right if you've taken that to the bank.
He predicted. No one said they weren't going to be in a demise. Craig predicted they wouldn't win 35 games, and. The only reason why he's going to win that bet is because Steph Curry is out for the year.
Speaking of NBA, as long as we're on, and we will get right back to football, but have you seen the Twitter war going on between Kevin Durant and also Kendrick Perkins?
Who cares?
Oh, it's good stuff.
No, come on. It's good stuff. It's a guy who had a decent career going after a guy who gets in trouble on Twitter a lot. At least he's tweeting from his own account. That's about the only thing I'll give KD on this one.
It's not a burner account. No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was humorous. Okay, Kendrick told him that that was the weakest move ever in the NBA, going to grab a free championship.
Two.
The first response back was, our starting center in Oklahoma City averaged 2 points and 3 rebounds in the series, meaning Kendrick was going back and forth. I like it. Although I don't know if Kendrick should be really ripping on KD at this point. But KD can't help himself. KD is bored. He's bored. He's non-relevant right now. And that concludes our NBA talk until June.
It's not true.
No, it's not true.
We're a great NBA show.
We are.
We're a good NBA show.
We are.
We watch the NBA.
We're not a fantastic NBA market, but we're a good NBA show.
No, yeah.
We know our stuff.
I'll tell you what, I'm killing it today. That Westbrook reception he got last, that was unbelievable. The reception he got last. I mean, it lasted the whole game.
Yeah, well,
and
they loved
Oklahoma City killed him, but my God, that was
easy. That was taking money. that. You knew Russ was going to go in there, shoot about 15 more times than what he normally does, take those shots away from James Harden. It was simple. It was simple math.
Well, not by I agree
with
your point.
That
I didn't
big.
Think they clobber him the way they
okay,
did.
Okay, I didn't think
you know
that big.
Did you see
right.
pregame with Shaq?
No, I didn't know.
Houston going to win by 20. Houston's going to win by 20. And Barkley's like, Charles, like, you're crazy. And even at halftime when they were down by 12, no, Houston's going to come back and win by 20. What?
How is it Shaq is so gregarious and outgoing in his commercials?
And then on that studio. Yeah.
But in the studio or in the locker room when he was a player, he's just a dud. Like, you can't understand his mumbling.
Did you see the Krispy Kreme box of donuts he took out last night? He bet Charles five boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts during halftime of if you stayed up last night for the Oak City Houston game. And I did. And it was, he took them out at halftime. I said, like, I bet you. He took out one.
The bet?
That Oklahoma City would lose by 20.
Oh, really? He was betting Krispy Kremes on that?
Betting Krispy KK's? Boxes. Five boxes of Krispy Kremes he pulled out from behind this.
Which is it a dozen or is it eight?
I don't know. Five boxes.
It's a dozen, right?
Yeah.
Five boxes of Krispy Kremes. Ernie's sitting there going,
they're not quite as good when they're not hot off the belt, but
they still don't suck.
No, they don't suck, but they're not the same.
I just wonder, because I don't think Krispy Kreme sponsors a TNT show, but Shaq had them in a plastic bag.
No, I can't imagine.
Five boxes. It actually had more than five boxes because they were more. He kept pulling them out.
Was he eating them during the game?
No, not that I know. He pulled out the boxes then? No.
I'm sorry. They just stop showing Joel Embiid's finger. I can't do it anymore. It makes me vomit. Stop! Oh, you're making me vomit.
Turn your head. Projectile vomit over there.
By the way, Shaq also said that he and Kobe could absolutely take LeBron and
AD.
AD.
I don't know about that. That'd be great.
That'd be fun.
Love to see. That'd be a lot of
fun. He says, fine, they're great. Who's going to guard me?
He's got a point there. He does have a point
there.
Depends if they can foul out or not. Otherwise, just hack him to death like everybody else used to.
Are we playing Jordan rules or are we playing today's rules where you can't touch anybody? That's
And Kobe said earlier this week that if it weren't for popping the Spurs, his Lakers teams would have won 10 straight NBA finals.
Okay, but you can say that about
a lot
of teams.
But you look at it and you go, you know what?
They lost to the Pistons in the middle of all that in 2004. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a good point. A good point.
But they would have, I think they would have won
a lot. They would have won a lot.
And it also depended what team Robert Horry was on that year.
Well, there was a two-decade run where it was Los Angeles, San Antonio, or Dallas.
Yeah.
That was your Western Conference champion.
By the way, speaking of, I watched a bunch of highlights last night of Cleveland and Detroit, even though Cleveland, you know, won in overtime. Drummond, he's having a hell of a year.
Well, he's on the trade block.
I know, man.
He's always there.
Oh, God, would I love to see the Celtics get him.
Apparently this John Beilein thing was even more serious because I saw the story from Woj.
He's crying.
Woj had a statement that says, and Beilein will remain as the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Was it about to come down to that with his thuggish, sluggish comments?
It was, and I guess it was very emotional. He teared up or he was crying.
I mean, he almost lost his job over it?
And the GM had to go talk to every player individually, from what I understand, what I read.
Wow.
All right, you want to hear Mike Leach?
Kobe Altman.
Yes.
Yeah, Kobe Altman.
Kobe!
Yes.
All right, so Mike Leach, new sheriff in town, rolls into Mississippi State, got his press conference. I have not heard this.
I haven't either.
This is going to be
2 minutes and 25 seconds.
All right,
but
here we go.
All right, here's Coach Leach.
I'm just wondering if you've had a chance to revisit the visitors' locker room and if it's been upgraded to your expectations or not.
I did experience one disappointment when I came to Mississippi State, and that would be that last night I wanted to go down memory lane to that old visitors' locker room, the artistry of which I truly admire. I mean that sincerely. Maybe my taste and view on football and sports are a little different than others,
you think?
the old visitors' locker room at Mississippi State was literally a work of art, and now it's an office. So, and as far as I'm concerned, that's sacred ground because you know you always go to the visitors' locker room, and obviously if you're the home team, you want to have the most advantageous visitors' locker room you possibly can, and you know nowadays in these kinder and gentler days, it was utterly outstanding. And, I mean, just the thought that went into it, the malicious intent, hey, it's tough to play on the road attitude. Yep, and I counted them, and if I recall right, 37 nails in a concrete block, two toilets with no seats or no lids in the middle, one roll of toilet paper. I could not wait to go, and I was convinced that here I'd have the opportunity to enjoy the fruits of a locker room of that magnitude, and I am disappointed that. Well, because, you know, the thing with football, there's all these memories. There's stuff you remember, you see, you remember all your life, you know. And that's one of them. And then of course, we can get into SMU's locker room, and that's an entirely other story. But and I'm sure we'll have time to talk about that at some point. But, no, I was slightly disappointed that the greatest – visitor's locker room of all time is no more.
And those were comments he made back about the visiting locker room there. Remember at I think it was at Texas Tech when he said the worst locker room, visiting locker room in the country by far was at Mississippi State.
At least it wasn't pink like at Iowa.
Which is not for the femininity of the color, but for the relaxation of the color.
That's what I heard.
That's what I learned.
Fact.
No, who's the coach that just passed? The former Iowa coach.
Oh,
Hayden Fry?
Hayden Fry.
Yeah, that was why he painted it pink. It was not for the, because it's a feminine color. Mm-hmm. He did research and the pink was actually a very calming, soothing color.
Yeah.
Doesn't help you get hyped up for a football game.
Now, was the Mississippi State visitor's locker room just trash?
I've never heard that story.
I hadn't either.
You hadn't heard that story about that?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, that was. Talked about it. You heard he ripped it, though, right? Back.
Yes, I've heard that he ripped
I've
it.
I've never seen the picture of the locker. I haven't either.
I guess that's what I was getting at. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. All right. More of that. I thought he showed up with the cowbell and everything. So that was just a snippet of it, of his performance.
It's so great that we get him and Lane. Yep. I think Jimbo will have a squad here shortly.
I think Lane's tweets are going to be better than his press conferences. He's so good at it. And he takes digs that are some – it's when he's subtle that he's the best.
Right.
Sometimes he'll hit you over the head with it and just be blunt.
Well, I can't wait till he goes after says something tongue-in-cheek about Saban.
Oh,
And Saban's going to be asked about it.
Right.
He'll try to ignore it.
Yeah.
But he'll be testy. It'll be fun.
Well, what's nice for the, you know, for the casual college football fan leading up to the week, I mean, you're going to have Nick Saban go off once a year about, I don't care what other coaches are saying about me now,
yeah, right,
because there's so many other personalities that he's going to face every single year.
Yeah. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait.
Who's starting quarterback, coach?
Yeah, well, that's question one. Number two, what do you think about Nick, you know, what do you think about Mike Leach, and what do you think about Lane Kiffin?
You know, just in the SEC for Nick Saban, and, you know, everybody knows he's never lost to one of his former assistants.
Oh, I've heard that before.
He could have one year where he'll play Jimbo,
Kirby,
mm-hmm, Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee, and now Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. Mm. Four cracks before an SEC championship game.
Who will be the first?
Right.
Wow.
They should get a trophy for that.
Who will be the first?
The first one to
disciple.
knock off Saban.
And here's interesting. Here's a big reason why Leach was hired at Mississippi State. Peter Burns, our buddy from the SEC Network, tweeted this out. Texas Tech's winning percentage before Leach was 540. With Leach was 661. Mm-hmm. Washington State winning percentage before Leach was 494, and they had never won a bowl game. Mm-hmm. Washington State with Leach at 539. That's kind of skewed because of this year a little bit.
Right.
It was much better than that, not to mention the top offenses he's had. At that school around the, and Mississippi State 20% before Leach was 493, and we'll see.
All right, now Pete Shepard, as long as we are talking about college football, did you have a quiz, list, or quest ready for us regarding the national championship in college football?
Did you want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it now. We're still on time.
Hold on,
Chris, what are you doing? What's on your face?
This
it's like sticking
is
things on his face.
A quiz.
All right, a Pete Shepard quiz.
Forgot it was there.
Punch it up. By the way, the first round of Jeopardy the other night, the world's greatest, did a higher rating than game one of the NBA finals.
That's not surprised. That's his game one.
My family watched it as a family unit. It's good, wholesome family TV.
I agree. I watched it the next day on tape delay, but it was. That's another thing I love about Xfinity is you can. They have. You don't have to watch commercials. You fast forward through. Has a little. Yeah. Thing. Love it.
Yeah. The smart fast forward.
Yeah, but I was getting pretty skilled at doing it myself and stopping on a dime. I could do it.
Yeah.
Good. Great with a remote control.
Mm-hmm. Got to get it just a little bit past and then back
yep.
up the front.
Yep.
Oh. Well, all right. Roll back.
This is a good one.
All right, here we go.
Now that we're only a couple days away from the college football playoff title game, let's see how much you know about the teams that have played for titles this decade. 9 different teams have made at least one appearance in either the BCS, which was from 2010 to 2013, or college football playoff 2014 to the present title games. Can you name all
yes.
those schools? 9 different teams.
Yes, I can. Let's start in the SEC.
Oh, all right. Well, let's...
Okay. Can we
go ahead.
This is how my brain works right here. Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
LSU.
Yep.
Florida.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Florida didn't play for one in the decade?
Wrong.
Tebow was before?
No, that was late. Okay, and Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia.
There's 4.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ten, Ohio State.
Yes.
ACC's Clemson and Florida State.
Yep.
Oklahoma out of the Big 12.
Yep.
No.
What?
Oklahoma hasn't played for a natty?
Nope.
Okay.
Semifinal.
Oregon played for 1.
Yes. 2. 2 appearances.
And I'm forgetting one.
How far back are we going?
2011.
Southern Cal, Houston.
There's another part of this. Notre Dame, you're forgetting.
I was going to say Notre Dame.
Okay, now, to add a little, sugar make it a little harder. So, here are the teams played for the title stack. You mentioned Alabama. Blank, how many appearances, how many titles? Do you remember? We'll go through all 9.
For Bama?
Yeah. How many appearances and how many titles, if any?
4.
That goes for all, though. I say that because
4 titles, 6 appearances?
Yep, that's correct. How about Clemson? Correct?
2 titles.
3 appearances and 2 titles?
Close.
2 titles.
4?
Yeah, 2 4, titles, 4 appearances.
4 appearances.
Yep. Auburn, how many appearances, how many titles?
1 appearance, 1 title. No, 2 appearances, 1 title.
Yep. LSU, so far.
No titles.
0 for 1.
1 appearance.
2 appearances, no titles. Oregon.
No titles, 1 appearance.
2 appearances.
2 appearances.
2 appearances.
0 for 2.
2 appearances. Florida State.
1 and 1.
Yep. Let's give Craig for a shot at this one. Ohio State. How many appearances, how many titles, if any?
Is it 2 appearances?
And how many titles?
Did 1.
Have? 1 title, 1 appearance. Close.
Oh, okay.
Notre Dame.
No titles, 1 appearance.
Yep. And Georgia.
No titles, 1
0
appearance.
0 titles for one, Georgia.
1 appearance, parentheses, screwed out of 5 others.
5 others? That's about right. Always short.
That's good.
All right, very good quiz quest list. Mm. Like it. All right, we will continue to play football on our plate. Don't forget the 4 o'clock hour, huge as always. We got our pigskin picks. It's getting pretty competitive here, down to the wire.
Are we going
to
do a poll question? Put up who do you like in these games? Yeah,
Chris will do that during the break.
Thanks, guys.
Well, trying to do what's best for the show. I meant to tell you that
Chris,
at the beginning of the show.
If you want to wait till Monday to do the college one, that's fine. Just
thank
do
you.
The 4 NFL games.
I can just leave it up for 96 hours.
You can? I thought these things expired at 24.
Well, that's just our default setting. You can change it to whatever you want. I can make one that never ends.
Really?
I don't know about that, but yeah, I can make it so that they can go on in a few days.
All right, very good. Let's do that. Don't forget, doubleheader NFL playoffs Saturday and Sunday. Start Saturday at 4 o'clock, Minnesota and San Fran, followed by Tennessee and Baltimore. Sunday, it all starts 2:30 with Houston taking on Kansas City and Seattle and Green Bay at the Frozen Tundra. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman, Shepherd, Portugal the Man, Chris with the stacks of wax. It's a Friday. It's all good. Ready for a big football weekend.
Who's the man?
Portugal.
Portugal the Man.
Is that this group?
Yep.
Oh. It's the man.
It's the man.
Yeah. Oh, I know this song.
But it's a chick.
Oh.
So it's confusing in that regard.
It is.
But it's okay. I've always liked this song.
It's a great song.
I don't know any other of their Portugal the Man songs.
You don't need to.
This is their best hit?
Yeah.
By far?
Yeah. And I'm not even that big of a fan of this song, but...
It's got a good beat.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, Pigskin Picks at the top of the hour. Pete Shepard, you have really dug down deep.
Dug down deep into the bowels of breaking down NFL
games. Well, you're looking
NFL
for every
games.
Advantage
every
you could possibly get.
I'm here for you. I am, not you specifically, Craig, but I am, and Chris, but for you, the audience.
You have tendencies from officials?
I have tendencies from officials.
This is a new level for us.
Well, you should always factor this in. So I'll just go through every game right here, okay, and tell you.
Yeah.
So we got our first game.
Yeah.
This Saturday at 4:35, Minnesota at San Fran.
Yes.
Spread is 7-44 usually. That's the total. That's right now. It might fluctuate a half a point here, but right now it's 7-44.
All right.
Beating San Fran. So we'll get into the other stuff when we do our pigskin pit tab. This is strictly about officials, all right? So Walt Anderson.
Walt!
He is refereeing this game. Now, his regular season crew led the NFL in flags per game, 18.8.
But these are all-star crews.
These are all-star crews.
But both the 49ers and Vikings finished among the NFL's 10 least penalized teams. Could be Anderson's final game on the field, but his name has surfaced as a candidate also for the new job as the NFL's vice president of officiating,
something's got to give,
and recruitment.
Yeah. Eric Stevens says, Portugal, a man is all dudes, actually. Huh. Didn't sound like it. All right, continue. Sorry.
Wow. Why don't you throw a yee-haw in and really make it complete?
I thought he said duds.
Moving on to Tennessee and Baltimore. Ravens right now as high as 10. 9.5, 10, somewhere around there. Total is 46.5. All right?
Yeah.
Officiating a little nugget. Referee Bill Vinovich's regular season crew.
Yes.
Call the fewest penalties per game in the league.
Let the boys play.
Let's have more of those.
13.7. Crews, as we said, you know, they're mixed in the postseason, but the referee is always responsible for quarterback protection. And Vinovich threw only two flags for roughing the passer during the regular season. Six referees threw at least 10. Think about that.
Yes.
Only two flags. What happened?
It's a joke. I can't read it. The blazing glaze is starting early today. He just said a dirty joke, and I can't read it on there. Continue.
All right.
Chris is shaking. He's laughing so hard.
So Bill Vinovich threw only two flags for roughing the passer during the regular season. I find that unbelievable. Six referees threw at least 10.
Yes.
The referee is also involved in offensive holding, and Vinovich's regular season crew called a total of 32 such penalties, less than half that of the league leaders.
Yes.
That's really unbelievable. That's only averaging two a game.
Well, all right. Pretty efficient.
Amazing. Next one, Houston at Kansas City. Right now it's KC anywhere between 9.5 and 10, and the spread and the total is 51.
Mm-hmm.
This one is Sean Hockley. Yes, son of
Ed Hockley.
Ed Hockley, a legend in his own mind with the best guns ever of any ref. Who cares? Sean Hockley scaled back significantly. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say Ed Hockley officiated my NFL debut as a play-by-play announcer in NFL on Fox.
Oh, how'd that go?
Good, because he explains everything.
Mm-hmm. He does.
I thought you meant your playing NFL debut.
If you were confused, I'm glad I qualified it.
By the way, Art Vandelay, I want Pete's best bet this weekend so I can go. I went undefeated last weekend.
So he can go opposite.
I, the number of winners I've given out on this show in the last 2 months is over 70%.
Well, we don't know that because you don't keep track of your picks.
Oh, yes, I do.
What's your percentage?
It's like 71.4.
I'm 60.
Yeah. That's just on this show.
77.
You're
over,
60.
Just on over.
You're
under
60%.
Well, the ones I give on the air.
You're 3-2.
You can start keeping track.
I play more games than I give on the air.
I'm not saying you don't, but we give picks. We give winners. That's what we do to close out our show.
I got a solid one for tonight. Stay tuned.
Do you?
Are you sure? It's going to be like last night.
No, I think it's about a 19-point miss on the over-under.
Holy.
It's huge. This is the biggest one I've ever come across.
I'm undefeated in my playoff picks this year. So is Craig. We're both 3-0-1 in NFL playoff picks.
So am I.
No, you're not.
Craig gave it to me. Did you not?
I don't know if I can trust him anymore.
Don't make me check the tape.
He gave out a bet last night, and we found out that
didn't actually give it out.
No.
It's like, you know what it was like? It was like I made the bet but forgot to hit enter, and then go back later in the night and go, son of a gun.
Sugar plums.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Rascals.
All right, Houston to Texas. Again, the spread, Kansas City minus 10 right now, maybe 9.
Houston at Kansas
51.
City.
No, so, yeah.
Houston at Kansas City.
You said Houston's at Texas.
Sorry. Sean Hockey Lee scaled back significantly this season from his flag-happy 2018 rookie debut. Mm-hmm. After his 2018 crew led the NFL with 20.8 flags per game, his crew this year brought the average down by 21% to 16.3 a game.
That's 20 games too many.
I actually think that the Kansas City Chiefs were the Dallas Texans before moving to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. They were.
So how about that? Texans against Texans.
Yeah.
In a way?
Kind of.
Yep.
We'll give it to you. I'm generous. I'll give it to you.
For me to pull that out?
Yeah, that was before you were born. How'd you even know that?
Because I know things.
Do you?
I read books.
Books?
My apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Really?
Leather-bound books.
But you don't live in an apartment.
No, I don't. It's a run
Burgundy. Who's this Art Vandelay guy? He's like, please be. That's why I ask. I went opposite of you on big games. He's doubling down, saying that
you're wrong.
What big games?
What's your big games?
We got documented stuff on big games. You all remember what we picked most
of
those.
Most of the time.
It's all on the record.
I will say, Pete did say at the beginning of the year, LSU would beat Clemson in the national championship.
Fact.
So that's pretty good.
While rest of America was like, oh, we're just going to have Alabama, Clemson 5.0 or whatever.
Big change. LSU, Clemson, completely different. Yeah.
All right, last 50%. Game, Seattle at Green Bay. Right now, Green Bay is favored by 4. The total is 47.
Ooh.
This is an interesting game. We break it down at 4 o'clock.
Seems high.
The weather's going to be not good.
Is it going to be bad weather?
A total seems up there.
So, referee Cleet Blakeman's regular season crew.
Cleet!
Great name!
Is that short for Cletus?
Threw the second fewest flags per game, 13.8, one more flag than Vinovich's crew. But his regular season crew threw the NFL's fewest number of flags for defensive holding, illegal contact, and pass interference, only 29.
Let's get physical.
Yeah. So, but really, coaches will study that stuff. That absolutely will come up saying, no, you know what? You may be able to get away with a little something more with this guy. Although the crew is different, but still. Could be really interesting in that game.
Yeah.
Could it be a little more physical?
You hear from a lot of former defensive backs that when the playoffs come around, the refs will let you get away with a lot more with pass interference, the hand fight, you know, that whole thing.
Does anybody feel like there's just going to be a colossal officiating goof?
Yes.
Or reversal that we weren't expecting?
Yes. And the Kyle Rudolph thing, that is, to me, belly button lint compared to what has happened in the past. I mean,
Craig, you already said that.
I did?
Yep, you said that on November 25th at 5:11, quote, officiating will cost a team the Super Bowl.
That's on the sticky pad.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of broad and wide open, but it's on paper. I like it.
Oh, God. You have it.
Very good. So if you're on the fence with any one of the games, use Pete's referee's guide to sway you.
I think it's going to get into play, and I do think that's something I'm going to be watching for now in the Seattle-Green Bay game, which is the last game of the weekend, is maybe it's a little more let the boys play.
I think we're on to something here. Carl in the Cape says, ask Chris which current NHL team used to be the Quebec Nordiques. That could be a Wikipedia topic one day.
Really?
Yeah. Teams that have moved. Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah, teams that have moved.
Like,
that's a good topic.
The Utah Jazz are from what city?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Bingo. Because there's no jazz played in Salt Lake City.
None.
I don't know about that.
None.
You give me one jazz club in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah, name it.
And I'll show you a fake webpage.
Hold on.
I'm not saying you're not right. I'm saying I'm going to say jazz clubs.
There's no jazz.
In Utah.
There's no alcohol. There's no caffeine.
Well, is there a law against brass?
I don't think you can outlaw
a what?
An instrument, can you? I guess you could.
Best 30 jazz clubs in downtown Salt Lake City.
Wait, there's enough to do a 30? Top 30
30.
List?
Look at this.
Breaking news.
Number one. You ready for this name? The Green Pig Pub.
The Green Pig Pub?
The Green Pig Pub. Number one.
There's some hotties in that one.
Yeah.
Brews, pubs. Number two, just simply call the Bayou.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. The Bayou in Utah?
I don't believe this is a
I got
fake
phone
list.
Numbers. Let's call them up.
This is ridiculous.
Number three, Brewvies, B-R-E-W-V-I-S, Brewvies Cinema Pub. These are all in Salt Lake City.
So you watch a movie?
Oh, I love this one. Number four, Area 51.
That's the name of a jazz club?
Yep.
It's a terrible name for a jazz club.
Nobody's allowed in.
Nobody.
Five, Red Rock Brewing Company. Six, The Red Door.
That's a brewery. That doesn't count. No. They just play jazz music. No, but it's jazz flute.
Seven, Club Sound. Eight, Twilight.
All right.
Urban Lounges, Zanzibar.
May I ask you to do something else?
Number 12. This one's the best. Ex-Wife's Place. That's the name of the club.
Oh, nice.
All right, so you said you came up with 30 jazz clubs in Utah.
Yeah.
Google that in New Orleans and tell me how many come up.
Well, that's got a gazillion.
Well, the number will come up on Google, how many hits there. I'm just kind of curious. Is it 300,000? I mean, not 300,000. Is it like 10 times as many?
The Copper Onion, number 19. Iggy Sports Grill, number 20.
He's going to name them all.
For God's sakes. Gracie's, number 24. Johnny's on second. Number 25, these are all in Salt Lake
City.
Who's
on first?
And third base. Now, a list.
Number 26, Hotel Elevate. 27, One Night Club. 28, Fifth Street Grill. 29, The Rest. And 30, The White Horse Bar and Restaurant. But number one might be my favorite name of all. I do like the ex-wife one, but the Green Pig Pub, number one.
I don't like it.
I'm going to call them during the break, and I'm going to see what kind of jazz they play.
All right.
They got the number.
Will you appease me and Google how many come up in New Orleans where the jazz used to play?
In New Orleans. Okay.
I will.
Where did the Nordiques move, by the way? We never answered the question. Is that Columbus?
No.
Is that the Atlanta Thrashers?
No,
that was the Winnipeg Jets that moved to
Colorado
the
Colorado Avalanche, I think, okay. Back in the, yeah. Because that's where Eric Lindros didn't want to play. Oh, no, he didn't want to play for Quebec at the time, and then they traded him to Philadelphia. To get the 10 best. This is way more. New Orleans.
Like in the upper corner, of Google bar, say how many hits you got when you just Google that in. Like,
oh, there's a ton. It's just
more than a ton.
Oh,
a ton
is more than 30.
It's every.
Yeah,
know.
More than 30. I
think Spotted Cat Music is one. Jazz Playhouse. Mason Bourbon Jazz Club.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Anyway, I didn't go to New Orleans.
Yes, you do.
And you established yesterday you've never been there.
No, I've never been. That's why I said I need to go.
Yeah.
Not need to go
Not
back.
Not much going on now after Monday till Mardi Gras.
But you said there
it's
was
a tight window.
Yeah, but isn't Mardi Gras like in February?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I got to wait a month?
Week, yeah. Weeks.
Not even.
I said it. Yeah. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek. There's nothing going on there.
Because it just means Fat Tuesday. That's the translation.
Yes.
But there's one specific Tuesday that is fatter than all the other Tuesdays.
Well, yeah, and I think Mardi Gras goes on for days, but specifically Tuesday is the last Tuesday before Ash Wednesday and the beginning of Lent, and they blow it all out. Fat Tuesday.
Speaking on the Green Pig Pub, it looks like it's like in a corner. It looks like you're going into...
Is it a hole in the wall? Is it a dive?
No. Hang on.
Green Pig Pub. That's a terrible name.
Should be able to get some good bacon there. Maybe bad bacon.
Or is it a sick? Is it a sick pig? A green pig is a sick pig.
All right, here's the Green Pig Pub menu. Party starters, you got chili verde nachos, $11.99. Seems a little steep.
Yeah.
House wings, $12.99.
Oh, very steep. Making a boatload
specialties,
on those wings.
Blackened salmon tacos, $12.99.
Blackened salmon tacos?
Yeah.
Could be good.
Yeah, it could be good. Yeah. Especially out there.
They even have a Cubano, $11.99.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'll stay in South Florida and get my Cuban sandwiches.
House Burger, $8.99. The Denver Burger, $12.99. Salads, let's see.
Cape Cop texting in saying, skip New Orleans. It's an S-hole.
No, it's not.
There's some there.
No, it's. I mean, I wouldn't want to live downtown, but it's a great place to go visit. Full bar, this place. Tires casual. Bike parking, yes. Wi-Fi free.
Could you roll in there in your shorts?
Price, yeah. Price range average.
It's cold up there.
No, a good jazz club, you need to wear a nice pair of slacks.
Slacks.
Yes. Absolutely.
Slacks and dress
shoes. A nice
shoes.
Firm crease down the middle.
Maybe even some tap shoes with the slacks instead
maybe.
Of dress shoes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And none of this wear your pants around your waist crap. These things need to be up around your belly button.
With a belt secured.
Food gets great reviews.
Securely taught.
Cummerbund? Fun.
No, a little too formal for a jazz club.
Okay.
A little too formal for a jazz club, at least in 2020.
All right.
Maybe back in 1999. Maybe.
Way back then?
Maybe.
Way back in 99. All right. Very good. While Pete peruses the menu, don't forget, yeah. We've got the College Football Championship Monday night right here on 99.3 ESPN. Starts at 6:30, brought to you by Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. As we continue, don't forget, top of the hour, your chance to win $1,000 with the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab. Just wait for the word and then enter it in via text number. We'll have all the details.
31 East Avocado Rolls. House-made egg rolls with chicken, bacon, black bean, avocado, cheddar jack cheese, tomato, served with a jalapeno ranch and chipotle ranch.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. For the record, this is my least favorite Kesha
song. I know.
Song.
That's why I play it.
Kesha?
It's either this or TikTok.
She has a wider selection than that.
That's the song where she brushes her teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Which I thought of you the other day when you talked about how many times you brushed your teeth, and I figured I'll bet Chris has brushed his teeth with a bottle of Jack before.
Two for two yesterday.
Speaking of that,
two for two yesterday.
Brushing my teeth.
Oh.
Morning and night.
Good.
Good. Six for three. Speaking of that,
you get a star.
6'3" hashtag two measurements says sipping whiskey neat. So he's off to a good start today.
Already?
Yeah, sipping whiskey neat.
I love that text name.
802, I bet at least half of those jazz clubs are just sports places that are jazz bars, much like Sidelines, and it's a Steelers bar. I'll get to that in a second. Blazed and Glazed, I rolled into New Orleans at 2:30 in the morning. Hotel front desk asked if we wanted a cab to go to happy hour from 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. Yes.
Oh,
that's my kind of town.
That is your kind of town,
a little late,
Chris.
But yeah, I could do it.
Nobody was out till 11 anyway. Sarasota Charles slacks with a crease. No thanks. Flat front for me.
Oh, the pleats are coming back, guys.
Yeah.
Listen to the guy with the most fashion sense on the pleats are making a comeback.
I like a good pleat.
Well,
it's hard to iron.
Look, you held on through the flat front phase that lasted about 10, 15 years, yeah. Now the pleat coming back.
Moving back.
Yeah.
I called the Green Pig Pub. During the break in Salt Lake City, because Craig made one of his crazy...
It's 12:55 out there right now.
Paint the world with a broad brush, saying there is no way New Orleans, no sort of jazz in Utah.
The New Orleans jazz moving to the Utah jazz.
When I Googled it, 30 restaurants came up so I called the Green Pig Pub. Spoke with, I think his name was Gary, told me that they do have jazz right now, only on Monday nights at 10 p.m. All the local musicians come for, quote, a live jam every Monday at 10.
It's not really a jazz club.
What are they doing on Friday night? Tonight? There's no jazz tonight?
They're all somewhere else.
See, this goes back to my statement. But I think I'm correct. There's really no jazz
I'm saying
Utah.
For that particular restaurant. Well, there is. I just told you, Monday night. I'm not saying it was every night, but 30 places came up that have some form of jazz.
Yeah, but in New Orleans, where the jazz basketball team came from, the jazz never stops.
Of course. No one's denying that.
And the old 96er wants to know, yes or no on the fedora. That is a hard no.
No, but I predict it makes a comeback before I die.
The fedora?
Before I die.
I'll make that sandwich bet with you.
I will, only on theme nights or something.
Tom Landry was quite fashionable.
Roaring 20s party or something like that.
You've had
Bear Bryant
in the houndstooth fedora. I mean, yeah.
That's now it gets made fun of on a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. Have you seen that?
Not that one.
I don't know. But anyway.
We got to go.
We do?
It's that time.
I got to read Dopey's text first. I could picture Craig and some bell bottoms with big white belt, large collared shirt.
Yep.
Unbuttoned halfway down, wearing a gold necklace with one of those Italian legs on it.
It's a horn. And it's very symbolic.
What is it symbolic of?
I'm not going to get into it with you now.
Really?
You won't get it.
Really?
You're not worthy.
Hold on. Well, why don't I? You're right. We do have to go.
Is it something about fertility?
No. It's a religious thing.
It is?
Yes. Italian horn, yes.
Is it different from my crucifix that I wear?
No, it's just different. There's a French horn.
Different. There's an Italian horn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is like a horn from a bull.
It's supposed to keep
German horn.
It's a lot of guys or a lot of people of Italian descent will have it almost hanging from their car a little bit. It's supposed to bless your car, to keep evil things from happening to you. That kind of. It's like a.
That's all I was asking.
Yeah, oh, that's all. No, it's not. It's a fair question.
So it's like a dream catcher.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing. All right, boys, the witching hour is upon us. It is time for our pigskin picks. We will have four NFL games, one college football championship not involving Georgia on Monday night.
I say Italian horn to you, but really, if you really want to be cool about it, it's a cornicello.
Is that a bad word?
No, it means horn in Italian.
Cornicello.
Very good.
All right.
See, look at all the multicultural things you're learning today. Poutine, cornicello.
I am an international guy. And it's your chance to win $1,000 right now. The Sheeman and Shepherd Cash Grab brought to you by DuncansDiamonds.com. Go check them out at the website or the three local local locations. Chris is waving me on. We got to go. 4 o'clock hours here. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.